Hello everyone, to the new show of Yacht International Radio. My name is Alex Casares. I'm the co-founder of Grupo Barco. And today we have the pleasure to have here with me a very good captain, José Luis Plaza, also is a good friend of mine. And today we will talk about CCP, about Mallorca, and the life here in Madrid. José Luis, good morning. How are you?
Fine. Glad to meet you here.
Okay. I think you are on board of the yacht in Porto Adriano.
Yes. I'm in my office, as I say, to the cockpit.
No. Then good place, eh? To start the morning in the office.
Good views. That's for sure.
Okay, let's talk about different things, but for me the most important with you, because we met many years ago, but I would like just you introduce yourself about when you start sailing.
First time I stepped on a boat was in 1998, and then that was a tourist boat in the Canary Islands, which was dedicated to the marine mammals observation. I have just finished my studies as a marine biologist and oceanographer. And then I started working in this boat, like a kind of mix between the decan and scientific personnel. And I was supposed to explain the tourists about dolphins' habits and characteristics and so. Then that was my first contact with the boats. Later on, I moved to Mallorca in 2000, and then I was working for the Consejería de Pesca, for the fishing department of the government. And then I spent near 1 year locked in a laboratory, and I realized that what I like was the sea. I blame all of this to Jacques Cousteau. That documentary of my childhood really affect me. And then once I was here, I realized the matter of the boats and the sea really liked me. I was doing that thing in the tourist boat for a year or so, and then I started studying to become a captain. And then since 2002, I think I'm working in the yachting industry. And I became captain in 2005.
And then what about, because just talking about what you say, you've been sailing in Canary Islands. What about the sea life there, about the animals? Because I can imagine all the whales, dolphins, totally different than here we have in Mediterranean.
As I said, I wanted to be Jacques Cousteau. So that's why I started studying marine biology and so on and so on. So, but I've been always in love with the sea, and everything I've done in my life since I was life watcher, diving instructor, has always been contact with the sea. Then when I realized probably my university studies would develop more time in rooms than in the sea, I decided to change my career, and then I became a captain, because what I really like is to be on the sea.
Then you studied for the captain, and do you remember that the first time when you start, the first day when you start as a captain in a boat, the first day that you are on the steering and
yeah, that was a kind of that was a kind of weird situation that happened in life, when as soon as I complete my training days as decan and as mate, I had my captain license on hand. I was working on that time on a Mangusta 108, 33 meters boat. And then I was talking with the ownership, saying that now I got my license and I will move somewhere else to start my career as a captain. Just on that time, the present captain of the boat quit. And then it was a situation on which the company appreciated me. Then they gave me the chance. I said yes. It was a really, really stressful beginning, because it was a 33 meters boat. And for being the first boat was I mean, I lost 20 kilos in one season due to stress, not sleep, coming. So the first year was tough, that I can tell you. That I can tell you.
Yeah, it's stressful. Yeah, also because
so many years here I am still, as I say.
Yeah, it changed a lot after the years. Also, I can say once I will explain here in the show about my own life, but I remember perfectly the first time when I was the captain of a sailing boat there. Yeah, it's not easy. I agree with you. It's not easy, but after that. After the first day, you feel like, wow, you are the king of the world, because the sensation is you love the boat, you love the sea, and at the end you are the captain you become a captain of a boat. So I think it's a very good sensation. Well, now you are captain of a yacht called Aziza. I would like you explain us which kind of boat, what was built, dimensions, everything about the boat.
So Aziza was built in Ancona by International Shipyards of Ancona. It's a NISA 410. It's 41 meters length, and it's a kind of prototype because it's the hull number one. And the production then stopped after her construction. She's run with 7 crew members, and I'm very, very satisfied with her performance. Also, by the construction and delivery of the boat, she was already a kind of a milestone in the industry, because when we saw the numbers of the project about consumption, range, speed, etc., was very, very ambitious. Nobody trusts that the shipyard could comply with those figures, but they did, and they did very well. So yeah, we are near 10 years later, still afloat.
Yeah, well, I know where the boat, and yeah, I can affirm that it's not easy to build this kind of boat, and mainly when it's the first boat that they did exactly with that dimension and everything, and yeah, it's a good boat. We have to say it's a very good yacht. And tell me about the crew members. This boat, because you've been during the construction of during the building of the boat, the yacht in there, and I think that some of the crew members still are working with you at that time in the shipyard. They already start with you, right?
Yes, we were. I moved there with my family for a whole year, so I was surveying the construction since the first metal plates welding till her delivery. And then chief engineer and first mate, they joined me a few months later. So we are now together since the beginning of the boat. First engineer was with me also for 2 years on my previous boat. So the officers, we know very good the boat because we were there during the construction. And we are now working together for so many years that we know each other also very good. We have become a kind of family here.
I think that is a really successful love for you. Yes, because after 10 years, you know, all of them, they know the boat, the most important crew member, they know very well the boat. Still, you have the same crew member. So that is something that says very good also from your side, to the captain, that you can keep these people. So that means that they are happy with you. And I know that anyway. And yeah, and now we will talk because what you're doing is a charter boat. It's a charter boat. So you have guests on board. And this is one of the first question that I would like to ask you is, we have a private yacht or charter yacht. So you are charter. Which is the biggest difference when you are working in a charter boat or in the private boat?
The main difference between a private use and a charter use is how the guests enjoy the boat. In my experience, I've been working also in private yachts. The charter guests, they squeeze the boat. They want to use everything all the time, food, drinks, donuts, jet ski, wakeboard, snorkeling, everything. They are on board maybe 1 week or 2 weeks. They are on holidays, and then they don't want to waste a single minute of the time they spend on board. In the other hand, when you have private use, they are more used to the boat. So they take everything more relaxed because they know they have 2 or 3 months of season ahead. So normally everything is more relaxed. This is the main difference. Later on, as in every chapter of life, everything depends of the human being you are dealing with. You can have a fantastic charter guest who makes your work a pleasure, or you can have difficult ones. In the other side is the same with an owner. We all know there are great owners and not
most
so
difficult
good ones.
Yeah.
But the main difference, it's every human kind has a place in the world. So at the end, who are you working for makes the difference between enjoying your work or that your work is not so pleasant to say.
Now I'm back again talking about the crew members. We said that you are the same crew member from the beginning. That means that for the guests, when they are come on board, they can see the same guest. I mean, the same crew members. That you have a very good relation. It's not new crew members during the summer. No. You can imagine that they have family crew members, so they make easy the life from the part of view of the guests. So that is very good for them.
Yes, of course, when we have repetitive clients, they come again on board because they feel good on board, they feel good with the crew. It's like a remitting of the summer. And yeah, that's, of course, when guests charter a boat several times, they like to see same faces on board. This is because they come back because they had a good time, and that good time, it's mainly because of the crew, of course.
Okay, now let's talk about the because you are living in Mallorca, so you spend the winter time for maintenance and repair work in Palma. As a captain, How do you feel that when you stay the winter in Palma, asking about the maintenance and repair here in Palma for you, which is the sense, the general sense?
Well, Palma offers a huge variety of professionals of top international quality. So yeah, refits and maintenance in Palma is a kind of warranty of a well done work. So we are based here in Palma. Normally we take the boat out in STP, and well, not too much to add. It's one of the reference points of the Met. So many boats are coming from far, far away distances. For us, it's just 14 miles from here to STP.
So the I would say no, because you are living with your family in Palma, in Mallorca. In general, it's a good island to stay during the winter time because we have very good facilities with not just the ports, also with the airports, all the communication on Europe. Because I feel that all the crew members, owners, management companies, they are traveling all the time from Europe to Palma for the facilities, and they make very easy the life for the people that foreign people, captains or crew members, that they are just stay during the winter in Palma.
Yes, indeed, because at least in my opinion, it is as important to take care of the boat as taking care of the crew. I like to say if the boat would be an alive being, the boat is the body and the crew is the soul. So you need to take care of both. So after a long summer season, which is, we all know, is stressy, lot of hours, not many day offs. When is the winter time, the crew also needs to recover. So it's important for me. As I say, we are lucky because all my crew is, we live in Palma, in Mallorca. So for me, it's no point. But if I would have to choose a different place to do a refit or to spend the winter or something like that, I would be also concerned about what can the crew do once they stop working. Because if after the season you go 3 months to an industrial area where the only thing the crew can do once they stop working for the day is going to a sandwich machine to take a sandwich and there's nothing in 10 kilometers around, it's hard that the crew be motivated and relaxed to face the next season. So Palma has everything of that, especially Palma, where STP is located. It's a huge offer, as you said, communications. It's, Palma Airport is one of the busiest in Europe. For leisure, they have restaurants, bars, museums, amazing beaches, amazing natural landscape when they like trekking in the mountaining. So in a very small island, there is a huge offer to do something else that painting and varnishing and polishing, you know.
That is, I agree with you. That is one of the successful, because I remember as a captain for the beginning and after, well, now we will talk about that now as owner of my company. I have seen captains just came to Palma at the beginning just for make some repairs, maintenance, and after the years, they are living in Mallorca. They bought houses here, they install with the family here, and they are so happy. So this is another good, that's mean that is a very good place, because they stay here, not just meanwhile they are sailing, because they are thinking that when they stop to sail, they will keep staying, living in Palma. So that's mean that Mallorca is a very good place to stay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well,
I'm from mainland Spain, from Madrid, mm-hmm. and I always say that this island is like Alcatraz. Once you go in, you don't go out.
Yes, Sergio, my partner, that also is from Madrid, always is the same. But when he came here very young, because his mother is from Mallorca, and he will install here, he never will move, and yeah, I agree. We say it's the rock, so we are here, and we don't want to move. We need we have high mountains, but not the ski area. But I have seen some crew members skiing in the mountains, with no there during the winter, so because it's snowing here. Yeah. Yeah. There are some videos. I will show you. It's quite funny. Because you can see the crew members skiing in the mountains, and behind you can see that the sea. So it's very nice. Yeah. Well, we met many years ago when I was captain like you, and well, you have followed growing as a captain, changed boats, and for sure but you have seen during my career that I have changed, because I stopped sailing in 2011 now. After that, I went to Astilleros de Mallorca as a project manager. Then is when you've been there in the shipyard, and I was your project manager also. After that, in 2015, I left from Astilleros. I started from myself. You came with me. We followed working. And from there is when start my own company with Sergio, Grupo Barco, with three different companies, and still we are working together. That means that not also because we are friends, also because we have a professional relation. I would like to, from your point of view, how you have seen this different evolution in our relation personally and professionally?
Well, I've told you already a few times, I really admire your change and your career, because it is not easy to, after so many years sailing, start on land. It's not that easy. And then I still remember when you started in 2015 or something like that, your company was you with a folder and a pen and saying, okay, yeah, what do you need? What can I do for you? And after just a few years, Grupo Barco is a Grupo Barco is a reference and with very good reputation. You are employing quite a few people already, so quite a few families are getting their support from Barco. And this, I think, these numbers they speak by themselves. It's the, of course, the result of hard work, dedication, and professionalism. So for me, you are my hero, Alex.
thank you very much. But yeah, I can say that we talked at the beginning, the first time when we were in the boat, and they said it's quite stressful. But when you have a company with a lot of employers and everything, become quite stressful. But I'm working with this part of the...
I can't imagine.
Yeah. It's not easy. But well, it's part of the life, and if you like it, like me, always I say it's not easy the change. I agree with you. It's not easy when you are sailing, stop, just a normal life on the land every day, different. You have, because now you are sailing the winter time, summer time. You don't have. You start the day every day different. Here in the office, is you are like a normal life. But with the time, I want to say, it's good for everybody, because in some point you need this normal life to spend the time with the family, and it's nice. Difficult in the beginning, quite difficult, but after that, it's really good. So, now let's talk about STP area, the yard that we have here in STP. For repair and maintenance, is where the area where you every year you haul out the boat, spend here part of the winter for maintenance and repairs and repair works. Let's talk about all the company, not just Grupo Barco, we already told, but about general, which is from your point of view, the captain, which is the how is the your opinion about the contractors, about the companies here in Palma, what they can offer to the judges and the captains, crew members, about the quality and the kind of works?
Yeah, as we said before, Palma is one of the top places for refit and maintenance in the Mediterranean. This is due, of course, because of the wide offer of companies, and also because of the professionals of them. So I consider here in Palma that you can find for anything you need top professionals, talking about painting, electronics, electricity, stainless steel, everything. I mean, and also you have quite a wide offer of companies. So you can always ask for 2-3 different quotations, knowing people, and I mean, no, it's a reference. It's a world reference.
That many times we say that Palma de Mallorca, mainly here in the STP yard, is one of the best places around, not just in the Mediterranean, also in the world, one of the best places to make a repair and maintenance place. But for example, if you have someone, a captain, he never been in Palma, he never he don't know STP, and someone asked you about mentioned that he's looking for a yard in the world to make repairs and maintenance. how you will convince one of the captains to say, come to Palma, do your repair and maintenance here, because it's one of the best place to stay. Which for you, which is the main word?
Basically, is the two factors we've been talking about during the interview. It's a great place for the boat, great place for the crew. So you can find everything you need for your boat with, as I said before, with top quality companies. And then for your crew, it can be a really, really enjoying time to spend one winter in Palma, because it's an awesome city. People is very friendly. We have a very good weather also in winter. So yeah, it's for boat and crew. The only two things that that goes into this equation is a win-win situation for both.
And then, well, you are from you start to come to Palma to a shipyard and do all the repair. You have seen the evolution of the shipyard, also the evolution of the company. We already talked about Grupo Barco, but the other company. What do you think about how will be the industry, that industry in Palma in the next 10 years? You can predict more or less what will happen here?
It's hard to say what's going to happen in the coming 10 years. When I look 10 years behind, I think the companies they work in my boat, I trust they are the best one on their different sections. So when I see many of these companies, I'm working with them already since 10 years. So when I see 10 years ago, most of them, Barco is a perfect example of that. They have just a few employees, and now they have triplicate their employees. They have been growing more and more companies. Now, when I ask for a quotation, I need to do a job on board or whatever. 10 years ago, it was like, okay, next week we are there. And now we are talking about weeks or a month. And so I don't know if the system is already reaching a kind of top load level. I mean, I don't know if we are close to collapse, meaning is every year is more boats coming, more companies growing, more employees, and then it's like the ball is growing and growing and growing and growing. And I don't know if the industry can absorb this rate of growing in 10 years. You know, I think in a certain point, yes, we'll be reaching the critical level of boats and companies and workers. And because at the end, if the demand grows very much, the offer also grow. And when the offer grow, in some point, if things are not handled properly, the quality could start to be lower. I mean, if you own a company and you have 10 workers, you know all of them. If in your company you have 100 workers, it's hard to keep the same level in all of them. I don't know if I'm explaining myself or not, but I see with the growing of last years has been too fast, too strong, and I don't know if the industry can still go growing on that rhythm.
I think that, yeah, I agree. I absolutely agree with you. So this opinion from the point of view of the captain for us, for all the companies, is the most important, because it's not what I'm thinking about the company, it's what the captain thinks about the company and why they want to keep here. So also, as you know, I'm the president of an association is called ANEA here in Palma, an article association for freelance and companies. And one of the things that they put on the table here in the government is, because we are very specialized in boats here in SCP, the between 30, 50, 60 meters, more or less, is the quantity, is the length of the normal length of the boat here in Palma. And some of the companies, we are thinking that well, the industry, every time they're building more bigger boats. So in some point, we are thinking that maybe for improve the quality and of the company and you know, to have another level, another step, the possibility to build a simpler here in Palma, in an area, because Mallorca is an island, the space is what it is, but in a special area, Syncrolift will be able to haul our boats till 90 meters, I mean, between 70, 90 meters. And we're thinking that this can work, this kind of boat, the world or the times are very strict. But also this can improve the quality of the employees and the company, always taking care that don't forget the other market, the boat between 30 and 60 meters that have been the successful of Palma. So what do you think about the possibility that Palma built in the next years a new Syncrolift here for bigger boats?
That is probably more regarding business people like you. What I'm sure is that the actual companies in Palma, they have the quality enough to afford projects in 18, 19 boats. That's for sure, because I know the professionals and I know they are more than capable of affording these kind of projects. If there is room in the industry with the companies, etc., that I don't know. For me, as a captain of a 40 meters boat, I wouldn't like you have to choose between a project in a 80 meters and a 40 meters, because then the decision is clear, no? In the other hand, if I were the captain of an 80 meters boat, I would love to have the chance of doing my maintenance in Palma. So at the end, because here I think it's in the common wellness of everything that the quality of the works in Palma keeps the good reputation they have. So you, I'm talking about companies and mm-hmm. so, you have to take care of not losing the quality because you are increasing your offer to bigger boats and to more boats and. Because at the end, as you say, what can you say to a captain who doesn't know the island to come here? The worst thing this captain can hear is from another captain saying, I was there one winter to make a refit and it was a disaster. I have to change three times the carpenter because da-da-da-da. So it is important to keep the balance between the growth of the industry and the quality of that this industry can offer. And this is, of course, more in the company's hands. I mean, you guys and this association, if you are looking forward, increase the votes and everything, you also have to be sure you can keep the quality and the timings. And because if I'm coming here for every fit, but when something new happens to the boat, I have to wait 2 months to get a good professional to fix it, is also not worthy because the timing is not possible for me. So the offer to the boats and the quality of the works has to be always in parallel. The minute they start to diverge, then maybe everything goes down.
I think that all the companies need to hear your words, because I absolutely agree with you. It's not just thinking in the bigger boats. That mean we make our companies more bigger. No, also that means it's more difficult. We don't have to forget that all our companies start with this with a smaller length. Is when we really learn and start. And the market is a huge market. So because if at the end they build in Palma new Syncrolift, does it mean that disappear the rest of the boat? Of course not. That will be so. we are thinking to bring some of the bigger boats here in Palma, because also that will help, no, just to make more professional the companies and everything, also for the rest of the secondary industry, which is not straight with the nautical. I mean, restaurants, hotels, or rental cars, or this kind of thing, because the bigger boat, they bring more people. So that is, well, I think that Palma, we need to see for the future, take care with the nautical industry, and see which is the best. And but also, again, it's a good, have to be work together between the captains and the nautical industry and the government to follow with this improve for the industry.
And another important thing which could be very interesting with these growing projects is that the wellness that these bigger boats are bringing to the island, that has a reflex in the people who lives here, because it's also something which is in the last few years happening. There is a kind of atmosphere against yachts, and because they don't take care and because they destroy. So if you are able of growing with sustainability projects, and then the people on the island can see the impact that this growing has on their own lives, because now I have my brother-in-law is working in a company who is doing that, and then this, that, that. Because when the money comes to the island, this money starts to move the economy of the island. So I think it would be important also that people realize what's the input of the yachting industry in the island. Because I have the feeling sometimes shore people, let's call them, they don't realize how important this income is. So if also with this, more boats and bigger boats will imply more workers, more money, more expenses, more. But it also needs to be reflect in the people of the island. So that this kind of hate into the yachting with the Posidonia, which is not always clearly explained, et cetera,
yes,
that they see really a good thing that Palma is a reference for the yachting instead of a problem. That's that's also something that, that could be interesting.
I think that just from my point of view for the company, unfortunately we are living a pandemic, which is the coronavirus, and has changed a lot here in Balearica, mainly Mallorca. the we are in a touristic area. For sure the tourism industry is the most important. But unfortunately the last year have been a disaster like everywhere. So just the nautical industry has hit with I don't say just going on, also including, for example, my company, I have grown during the last year. So that means that this nautical industry is so important. We give a job for many people, for people from Mallorca that's living here. So yeah, we need to say, okay, also a part of the tourism, that which is perfect because we work is part of tourism that we have, because it's foreign people also, but we have the industry, hello, we are here, and that is very, very important industry. So we need to keep in mind that we need to follow doing the, all the best for the nautical sector, because that is my point of view, and well, it's part of my work like a president of APNEA, to pushing hard with it. Just to the last question, depending on at the end if they build a new synchrolift here or not in Palma, because this is a political issue. There are many things to talk about. But for what you know about what is SDP, for you, what is necessary to be improved in Palma with everything that you know, but in your, from your point of view, what is necessary to improve in STP, in Palma, with the companies, with the, for the service, everything? How you will be more happy if you have to stay to the companies? You have to do that, that will be better for everybody.
Nothing I can really say. I'm more concerned, but this has a difficult solution about the overload of the system. Mm-hmm. That now I need to book my spot in STP with 1 year in advance. I need to close the winter works with 2 months in advance. But for the rest, I mean, it's the STP has the surface it has, and it's not many other options. I'd say it's fine. I don't change nothing, or I don't know the solution. If you could make the times shorter, that would be great. But I think this is hard to achieve.
Yeah. But this is part of the successful STP. But from the other side is, all the jobs can come to Palma. Every time it's more difficult to find. Well, José Luis, I don't want to take more of your time because you still are in the sailing season. So I know that in short days, you are sailing back again before we start to talk about the winter world. So I have to say, having a pleasure to talk with you as always. Thanks so much for being in the show. And good luck for the rest of the sailing days.
Okay, thank you very much. It has been for me also a pleasure to share this conversation with you. We never had. So great. If you need something else, you can count on me always.
Okay, say hello to the crew members, and I see you soon here in Palma.
Okay.
Bye. So thanks to everyone to watch this show with José Luis. I think that he had been a pleasure to show with him. He explained many important things about the repair and maintenance here in Palma, about the life here in Palma. So, I wait for you in the next show. Yeah, enjoy your time. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.